Hello and welcome to Ghost Peace, horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
I like that you're the only person in the world who sees how I yell Ghost Beast. No one else ever needs to see that.
Why?
We watched The First Omen. This came out in 2024, right?
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, and it was directed by Arkasha Stevenson. She directed Brand New Cherry Flavor. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think we saw that together.
No.
No?
I didn't see that. Do you remember watching that?
I don't know now.
I remember hearing a lot of people talk about it, but for whatever reason, we just skipped it.
I think I wanted to see it.
That's probably it.
Yeah, I think this was a movie I just wanted to see, but it just like went under the radar.
I think it's a series.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Yeah. I remember the name.
Anyway, so yeah, this is a weird one because it's a prequel to The Omen, which came out a long time ago, obviously. And what was that, like the 70s?
I guess. I don't remember the date.
It's been a while since I've seen that. There's definitely been this kind of glut of these remakes of like really old classic horror movies from that period. Like we're seeing a lot of stuff with The Exorcist and stuff like that. So I think it was easy for this to come out and just be like, oh, like it's just another one of these, you know? And I think that was kind of my first impression of it, even though I remember liking the trailer. Like, I think the trailer had like really cool music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, I'm digging these vibes. Like if they can actually capture that in the movie, maybe this will be cool. And I think, honestly, I think its ties to The Omen do it a disservice because it's really easy to be pessimistic about these kind of things, you know?
Yeah, I think there's like almost like a scarring left from the 2000s where
yeah,
it seemed like directors would pick things up for a reprisal and then it would just like fall flat.
Yeah, but even now it's happening, you know?
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah, but I feel like what's different with this is like, instead of like one of every 10 being good, it's almost like one of every like 6 out of 10
yeah,
are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think it is also a testament to just how good horror has become. Like yeah, people are taking it a lot more seriously. And yeah, this is a good example of that because Jesus Christ, like it was way better than I expected. I think the only reason we watched it is because online people were pretty up on it.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprised me. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll check it out.
Yeah, there was definitely, you can tell like how much work went in pre-production for this because mm-hmm, there's just so much preparation and all of the like storyboarding and compositions and stuff. And it's all extremely impressive. Like they're using old school techniques, it seems like, but like yeah, in a modern way.
Oh, yeah, because I definitely felt like this felt like a classic Italian horror movie.
Yes.
Like everything from the way they frame the shots to the like acting mm-hmm, and the soundtrack and everything.
Oh my god, the soundtrack, like yeah, the sound design and soundtrack is like crazy good.
Yeah, it wound up feeling like a modern version of a classic Italian horror movie.
Yes.
And I don't think I really expected that.
No.
At all going into this.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of memorable like shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also didn't realize that this is in the pregnancy horror genre, and yeah, I fucking hated that part of the movie so much. Because that's the other thing, I guess, to say up front is that, yeah, without spoiling anything, this movie, it kind of, in some ways, it reminded me of Men. You
okay,
remember that?
Yeah.
It's in the way that it handles some of the, it's like almost body horror type mm-hmm, stuff that is so graphic and weird, and it's like, oh, that is definitely not where I expected this movie to go.
Yeah.
But it makes it feel like extra just dark and scary, and I don't know, it creates this unique kind of atmosphere that just super works and feels
yeah,
like really frightening.
Yes.
While also, this is also, you know, playing in the religious horror mm-hmm, stuff, which I usually am not the biggest fan of. I don't know. That stuff to me is just kind of boring.
I think it goes 50-50, I think, for me.
Yeah.
I feel like when we start getting into, like, I don't know, deep religious Jesus stuff, like sometimes it just doesn't go very well, but then other times they like offer a different story to it, and I think this movie does that.
Yeah, and obviously there's classics like The Omen.
Yeah.
But I just think that's always been so perplexing to me, because I think if you are someone who's super religious and you think demons are real, this stuff has to be like the scariest shit you've ever seen. But yeah, for me, it's just like, it just feels like just not very imaginative, I guess.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot to really propel it. And yeah, we'll get into it when we talk spoilers, because I think what this does with the story is really interesting, and it kind of subverts The Omen itself in some ways, which I can't speak a whole lot on because I don't remember the movie super well. It's been a while.
Seen it in a long time.
But there is one point in particular that is kind of flipped on its head, and I think it works super, super well. Mm. So I think the overall story works alongside the fact that this is just a like fucked up, creepy horror movie.
Yes.
That will absolutely scar the shit out of you with some of the special effects. But it was great. Do you have anything else?
No, let's go to spoilers.
Okay, let's go to spoilers. So yeah, I think if you look big picture, there's a part of this movie that works super well and like really propels it forward. And there's another part of it that feels kind of generic, but it manages to like punch above its weight a little bit. And that part of it is kind of just the whole story about the main character. He's trying to become a nun over in Italy. It's like the big reveal is that she is the daughter of the devil and is a part of this whole big religious conspiracy. That felt kind of predictable.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I felt that too.
Yeah, so that part of it's like, okay, this is pretty standard stuff. But everything else around that, I think, just works super well. And the part that really worked for me was the overall religious conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that they explain it is like during this time in history, which is a real time in history when there's a lot of social uprising and people turning on the church and rioting and stuff, their big plan was to for the church to create the Antichrist, mm-hmm. and control him to basically bring about like the apocalypse. And this would turn everyone back to the church and back to God, which is yeah, it's different because I think in The Omen, it was literally just like a satanic cult, and changing that to be like, no, this is the church and it's a bigger conspiracy, I thought was like super interesting.
Yes.
And that worked incredibly well. I thought that was just cool.
Yeah, I also really loved that. And I think without like getting into like religious politics.
Yeah.
I really do like the idea of flipping the church as, well, what if the church is Satan? Kind of thing. Yeah. I do like that.
Well, it's the idea that they will do whatever it takes for power, you know, to stay in control. And it just sells that really, really well. And the whole their whole plan, too, is just so dark and creepy that it's like they have to get a woman to be impregnated by what they call the jackal, which is like this fucking demon thing.
That thing is scary.
Yeah, it was cool because it's really scary, and it's also like there's no explanation on how they got this thing because they seem to be like keeping it in the church behind a curtain. Yeah, all of that was like so weird and otherworldly, and
yeah, it felt like very Rosemary's Baby.
Oh yeah, totally. But it worked alongside the fact that so much of the other stuff in the movie is it's not like it's surreal and high fantasy. Like, it's very grounded.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that worked and was super creepy.
Yeah, I think between all of the art departments seeming to, like, work in synchronicity, the shots were, like, super well planned. And the cinematography and the editing was all, like, in rhythm. And, like, it really helped tell the story and keep things moving. So it really just, everything supported the story so well.
This movie had a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely had a vibe.
Yeah. That shot where the woman is, like, breathing in that black silk and you can see her teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, that's so striking. I love that.
Yeah, everything around the ceremony, it's, like, I like that they don't get, like, super explicit or anything. Like, they kind of stop it right before that. But the lead up is like so terrifying. You know, the way they put this black hood over the woman and she's like hyperventilating under it and you're hearing the creature like growling. It's like it just is very effective. And then, of course, the birth scene when when she like sees a woman giving birth. I don't know if she's like dreaming. Like, what was that?
I don't know. I think she actually saw it.
Was she giving birth to the jackal?
I don't know. It might have been like another failed kid or something. I don't know. Yeah, but like a hand came out.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. Like,
I can't tell.
But it was just they showed way more than I expected them to. Yeah. And I just was like, I hate all this. I hate this so fucking much. And I guess that works too. And I think that's definitely probably got a lot of people talking about this movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of vagina horror out there.
Nope.
But
thankfully. Yeah, we've seen a lot of penises in horror lately. A lot of dicks in horror. Not a lot of vaginas in horror.
No, there's teeth.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, in the movie, it has like its fair share of, you know, like jump scares and stuff that that's like the tried and true. But all of it works within the bigger movie. And it's just much better than I would have ever expected it to be.
Oh yeah. The scene where the nun like commits suicide by like jumping off a railing and setting herself on fire.
Yeah, and scarring the shit out of all these kids. Yeah, that was really
so
creepy.
Wild.
But then the way they come back to it later when the main character is locked in that room and that the burned up nun's like in the corner and you slowly see her walking out of the darkness.
That's creepy.
It really knows how to be scary when it needs to be.
These are some old school creepies.
Old school creepies, yep. Couldn't have said it better myself. And I mean, it's just scary, the idea that this devil child, this antichrist, has the power to like just make evil things happen in the world. You know what I mean? Like make these accidents happen and stuff is like, it's a pretty scary concept. It's part of the what feeds into what I was saying about the movie being so grounded, but then having like this demon and all this stuff. It just feels like supernatural in a way that's pretty scary.
Yes.
And cool.
It is scary and cool.
Yeah, and I guess I wasn't like a huge fan of the way it ends. Because it started to feel very much like, oh, we're setting this up for a sequel. We're going to create a fucking franchise out of this.
Yes.
Because you have the reveal that it's like, oh no, these twins are born. So you have the kid from The Omen, Damien.
Yes.
But then, no, he has a secret twin sister. And then there's the main character who's also a daughter of the devil or whatever.
Yeah.
And
these like daughters of the devil escape.
Yes.
Yeah. So are they going to remake The Omen now?
But they have all these new characters, so I guess if they did, they would, we're going to really, like, yas girl it up with,
That's these, the word you're looking for?
These daughters of the devil, yes.
Yas girl.
Yes. Get these daughters of the devil in there to save the world.
I will say, I also really liked the small glimpse into disco culture with this.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, everything with the setting just worked, I think, really well. That stuff, and even like the life at the church in the orphanage, like
Was it much of a orphanage as so them just having like a baby making facility?
I guess I don't think they were all devil children though. I think it was supposed to be just an orphanage
because it was all girls.
Was it? I mean, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know.
Is that how it works? You have the male orphanage and the girl orphanage. What are we talking about?
Unfortunately,
if co-ed orphanages?
I don't know. I'm trying to like fit it within the context of the story. And I don't know. And that's okay that I don't know, but I don't know how to explain that.
I don't know. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Well, I did see the main character also played Myrcella on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Cersei's daughter, which was like, oh, okay. Like, I guess I haven't seen her since that. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links or search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can also follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we have a list of all the movies we cover. Would you put this above Saltburn?
Yeah.
I think I'd put this above Late Night with the Devil and below As Above, So Below.
Yeah.
Sound right?
Seems fair. Yeah.
Sounds good. That makes this number 14 on our list. And you can contact us at Ghost... Nope. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Let me know. I think there are a bunch of different Omen movies, but I've only seen the first one. Maybe let me know if the sequels are any good.
You gotta tell them to rate